Welcome to the What's Up St. Charles podcast. Come hear St. Charles stories.
I've been here now about 30 years, moved here in 1993.
My brother and I grew up in the business.
We went from 5 breweries and 300 people to almost 30 breweries and 1,000 people.
Thank you for 35 years of patronage.
Meet our community.
I love being a part of the St. Charles community.
It's a lot of fun. You never know who you're going to see when you're out and about.
Yeah. I am so happy to be part of that community. It's really great. Love the town. I love the people.
And come see What's Up St. Charles. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the What's Up St. Charles podcast. It's Nate.
And Nick.
And we're going to be having a fantastic episode, as today we're going to be learning about the Fox River Trail Runners and all the amazing things that they do here, especially with their upcoming race, the Great Western Half Marathon and 10K. So we have Ravi Sundara, who is the president of the organization, as well as Brian Scott, who is the vice president of the Fox River Trail Runners, here to talk about all the amazing things that they have going on. So, guys, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, of course. So before we get started talking about the organization, tell us a little bit about yourselves. You know, how long have you guys been in the St. Charles area for, and what are your favorite things to do here outside of running, of course? So, Robbie, we'll start with you.
Okay, yeah, sure. I mean, as far as the St. Charles area, I'm here a lot, but I don't live here. I live at the south edge of Bartlett.
Okay.
So I'm out.
But right down the road.
Yeah, down the road, yeah. So,
friendly neighbor.
But I'm here essentially every weekend. Even during the week sometimes, usually running related in some fashion. But so that's that's how I, you know, am here. But how I got involved with the whole area, because it's through the Fox River Trail Runners. I grew up in Hanover Park, then Schaumburg.
Yeah.
Went to college in Chicago, at the University of Chicago. And then I went down to St. Louis for law school. 26 years later, I moved back.
So
things have been good since moving back, and I got involved with the Fox River Trail Runners through some friends who actually live here in St. Charles, Geneva, Batavia, and that area. And I used to do some relay races with them when I was in St. Louis.
Cool.
So when I moved back up, I already had a group that I knew and could run with. So it worked out really well.
Yeah, absolutely. And Brian, how about you?
I've been in the St. Charles, Geneva area since 1998, so for quite a while. Spent a lot of time in St. Charles. I like to go to the restaurants, see some of the shows at Arcata or, you know, the other places.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of stuff that I do when I'm not running. But I enjoy spending a lot of time on the trails. Not always running, walking, biking, whatever. I like the outdoor, the vibe, you know, from the like Leroy Oaks and things of that nature.
Yeah, absolutely. So to go kind of with your guys' experience running, how long have you guys been running for, you know, 20 or 10, 20, you know, ish years or longer? Or when did you guys kind of get your start?
I've been running since I was like 4.
True.
So about 50 years. A long time.
But like, you know, kind of more like with the distance running, when did you kind of get into longer runs and such like that?
Well, when I was in high school, I probably ran my first 5K when I was like 10 years old.
Okay.
And then ran a few longer races, half marathons, marathons when I was in high school. And then I had kids and had less time to train and do whatever. So I just got back into it about 3 years ago.
Okay.
More heavy full time, you know, to train for marathons, ultra marathons, things of that nature.
Awesome. Okay.
So your first marathon was, you were in high school still?
I was still in high school.
Awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. Which marathon was it?
It was a small one out in Seattle. I don't even remember what it was called. It wasn't like the Seattle Marathon. It was, you know, a small one on the outskirts.
Yeah.
So,
that's still awesome. Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I think I was like 15 when I ran it. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Robbie, it was not for time.
Oh, yes. Robbie, when did you get your start in kind of to the marathon world?
Oh, the marathon world was probably right out of high school. I mean, I ran, I've been running since junior high.
Okay.
Cross country and track, and then I also ran in college. And, you know, so I've been doing marathons, you know, like I said, since coming out of high school. The first one was actually 1990. So it was 3 years after high school, but it was Chicago. So that was my first one, and done it many times since. I've probably done now, I think I'm on 31 or 32 marathons all over the place.
Okay.
Some really crazy ones too. But Yeah, so I've been running, and like Brian, over the years with family and kids and not enough time, I, I would always run. You know, I would tell people, you know, on and off, but it, a lot of times it was more off than on. So
yeah,
but since coming back, since moving back in 2018, I've been running a lot more consistently. So
yeah,
really getting back into it. And, running a marathon next week, actually. So
Nice. Where at?
The BQ Point 2.
Okay.
Which is, so,
and that's in Geneva?
It's in, it's Geneva, Batavia.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's on the Fox River Trail, and they do,
yeah.
Loops. They do loops. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, I know you talked a little bit about, you know, how you got involved with the Fox River Trail Runners when you came back here after you moved back. And then, you know, where did it kind of go from there?
So, I got involved and I just started running with, you know, with the groups. And I knew one of my friends, she was the former president of Fox River Trail Runners.
Yeah.
And she was still on the board and asked me to join the board.
Yeah.
So I did. And I was the director of training for a few years.
Okay.
Just because I got a lot of experience running and then I got a coaching certification. And so, you know, I was doing the heading up the training program that we have, which helps, you know, we help runners who want to have some race goals, marathons, half marathons, 10Ks. And, you know, we help them with their training programs and it's coach led. So we have certified coaches, but that's sort of how I got involved. And then I went from there from director of training. Eventually I put in and became the treasurer and now I'm the president. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And Brian, how about you?
As far as why I got involved, it was so I was training a little bit,
but yeah,
was ready to get serious, and I just felt I needed people to help drive me.
I mean, it's so hard running by yourself. Oh, like yeah, you just need that crowd sometimes to get you out of bed almost.
Especially when you have the really long runs.
Yes.
You know, so it helps to have someone to lean on or push you if you don't feel like running.
Right.
So I tried to do it on my own for a while, and then when I started to get more serious, it's like I got to join a club and, you know, read about this one and learned a lot of good things about it. So signed up, one of the best decisions of my life.
Absolutely. And when did you become the vice president?
In March.
March.
So,
okay.
Very, very recent.
Well, congratulations. And same to you, Ravi. Congratulations on, you know, becoming the president of the organization. So,
I want to talk a little bit. So what are some of your favorite aspects about the Fox River Trail Runners? You know, things that you enjoy the most. Ravi, we'll start with you.
I think, you know, one of the biggest things is exactly what Brian was touching upon is the whole group, with the group.
Oh,
our mission is to promote running as a healthy lifestyle in the Fox Valley region and, you know, while also helping our community. So I think that aspect is really, really helpful. And you know, one of the biggest things that we do to promote running, aside from all the other things that we'll probably touch upon, is we have the group runs every week, Saturday, Sunday. We also have one on Wednesday evenings. There's also some social ones on Thursdays, but it's the whole getting together, running with a group. I mean, I ran when I mentioned I was in St. Louis for a long time. I was running by myself all the time. And I will tell you, it is just far and away so much easier to run with people.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, there are runs even today. Like I go on a Saturday morning, and honestly, I wouldn't even, if it weren't for the group, I would never get up that early to run. So it's just, it's a fact. I won't do it.
Yeah.
But I get up, go, and I run, and it goes by so quickly. I can't believe it. Like, oh my gosh, got that done. And I try to do the same type of run by myself during the week, like if I'm down in St. Louis again or whatever. And boy, it's so much harder. And so it took a while for, because I was always like, oh, I don't want to. Group. I don't want to run with a group. But now I only want to run with a group.
Right.
So I think that's one of the biggest things that we bring to runners in the area is that group, that community. You can, you know, talk to folks about what's going on and, you know, how did, you know, just there's a little wealth of knowledge and just simply being able to have somebody to talk to
yeah
while you're running and just enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I know some of my favorite memories, because when I ran in high school was, you know, the conversations that you'd have as a group on those long runs. Because, I mean, sometimes they get a little crazy or wacky, yep. But, I mean, those really are the memories that, I mean, I'll have for the rest of my life. So
yeah.
That's awesome. And then, Brian, what about you?
Yeah, same thing. I mean, I really like the ability to talk to others and just make that connection.
Yeah.
I've got some of the best friends I've ever had.
Yeah.
That I've made in the last 3 years being part of the club.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wouldn't know this guy if I hadn't joined the club. So so I enjoy that. I also like the training aspect of it, because we've had a training program. So, you know, you can sign up for that, and then it just really gives you focus. Like if you're training for a marathon, half marathon, whatever, you know, you get a plan that helps you achieve, whether it's finishing with time
right.
in mind, whatever. And it's tailored to whatever it is you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
And so I really like that aspect of it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's an element of accountability too.
Right. Yeah.
You know, people, definitely. You're in the training, right? You're doing your plan. One of the first things we ask each other at every group run, how far are you going? How long are you going? What pace
right.
are you going? And, or if you're on a plan, so what do you have on the plan today? You know, so people know it, and they know what you're supposed to do too. So if you don't do it, you know, I mean, that's what happens yeah. to me. I mean, I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, Brian's going to say something if he says that I didn't do it. So, yeah. So I end up, okay, fine, I'll just do it.
Yeah. Right. Awesome.
Very cool. So I know, you know, we're so fortunate in St. Charles to have incredible trails all throughout. So do you guys have, you know, some routes in St. Charles that are some of your favorites? Any that can, either one can.
Yeah, I mean, anywhere around the river or on the trails
yeah,
is fun.
Trail.
I do like Leroy Oaks. If I need some hill work, I can go to Pottawatomie.
Yeah.
Lots
yeah.
of steep hills there. So it's I like the mix that you can have.
Right.
And the fact that you're not necessarily running on the streets, dodging cars
yeah.
helps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can do that if you want to, but there's mm-hmm. lots of options to get out in the wilderness, quiet, Great Western Trail, you know, where it's, you know, you're kind of by yourself if you want to be.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, yeah, I like the mix of different
yeah.
terrains and you know, getting into nature and that sort of thing.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Robbie.
Yeah. No, I mean, the trail system is great.
Mm-hmm.
Both Great Western Trail and Fox River Trail. I mean, you can go so far and so long without having
yeah.
to, you know, be stopping.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on the roads, you end up maybe having to stop and wait for traffic or this or that.
Yeah, you hit a stoplight. I mean, sometimes yeah. they are nice when you're just like, okay, I need a moment just to like catch my breath, and
well,
now I get,
yeah.
you know, I get the excuse.
Yeah, that's true. It's like they stop for you, and you say, no, keep going. Yeah. But no, I really do like the trails, because you can just keep going, mm-hmm. and there's not the traffic, there's not the noise.
Right.
For me, it's like mm-hmm. there's not a lot of noise either. It's just somewhat quiet, and you just keep going, and it's great. And we have really good trail systems here.
We do, yes.
Area. Yeah.
So, I mean, because I've been in other areas, and, you know, they're nice too, but what they don't have is they don't have Fox River Trail Runners. I've never been anywhere where there's a group like ours, which, you know, we've got people of all abilities, all paces, all distances.
Yeah.
It's not just catering to fast people who are more serious. It's not just the people who want to run and have, you know, have a beer. It's a mix. It's all mm-hmm. throughout, and I think that's one of the things that we do. And it's more consistent and cohesive. When I've been in other areas, it's not always the same people that you see coming out. We tend to see a lot of the same people, and new people, and then they become the same people.
Yeah.
So it
yeah.
just keeps getting bigger and better.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's yeah. awesome. So I want to touch on running gear a little bit, because I know shoes are extremely important. Do you guys have a favorite brand that you run in? Or do you only run in, you know, Asics or mm-hmm. Brooks? Or what are your guys' thoughts on that?
For me, the road shoes is Asics all the time.
Asics.
Asics, okay.
I have extra wide feet, so I'm limited on my options.
Yeah.
But Asics is by far my road shoe preference. Trail shoes, I tend to do New Balance a lot.
Okay.
For that. So it's really New Balance and Asics are my go-to.
New Balance and Asics.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, when I started running, I was an Asics guy.
Okay.
And then, you know, years later, I was a New Balance guy. And now I'm a Brooks guy. Because It's because my feet change. I mean, mm-hmm. I have flat feet, which is not good to begin with.
Yep, so, same here.
And, you know, as shoe models change, sometimes little things just, it's the same. It's the same model, but the newest year of it, and they've changed something, and it doesn't. So I end up changing here and there, but at the last few years, it's been Brooks. That's the one that has been. Basically, I go to the one that my feet won't hurt in.
Yep. So,
yeah.
That's where I'm at with the Brooks too. I'm right with you. They just like, you know, I've tried Nikes, I've tried, you know, all sorts of. It's just Brooks. They just get it right every time.
Yeah. But you know, I mean, it really just it does. It depends. Everyone's different. It depends on what your body and your feet can. Right. You know what they like. So people should try them out and figure out, and whatever works for them, that's what they should
yeah.
do.
Yeah. And make sure to stop by Dick Pond Athletics because they got the whole, you know, fitting that will get you through the whole process. So shout out to them real quick. So
yeah, yeah, they're great. They're great. Yeah. They're great.
Oh, yeah. I go there at least once a month.
So for the runs and for the shoe or for, you know, different gear and
yep.
stuff.
Yep. Apparel. Yep.
Yeah. So, because you guys meet at Dick Pond, well, right? Every now and then, or
we've got folks. Who, yeah, we do. Okay. And Dick Pond, you know, they help us out a lot with some of our races.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Like mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, they're very helpful to the running community. They're a good asset for the running community. So
yeah,
we like Dick Pond.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And Dick Pond has a they do like a organized track workout. So
yeah.
Some of the folks from our run club will go there for the track workout.
Oh, okay, cool.
That they do. So, yeah, we have folks that do quite a bit with Dick Pond as well.
Yeah, because they have their walk-to-run program, and that's part of that, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, no, it's awesome what they do over there. We're like you said, Robbie, we're really lucky to have them. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then let's talk a little bit about, you know, races in the area. So what are some of your guys' favorite races to compete in the Fox Valley area?
One of my favorites is the Freedom 4.
The Freedom 4.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. on the 4th of July, it benefits the Lazarus House, located mm-hmm. here in St. Charles. So I like to pick races that have that benefit,
yes.
you know, benefit yes. a charity aspect mm-hmm. of it as well. But that one it's well run. Mm-hmm. You know, it's at Leroy Oaks. You know, it's a fun, fast race if you want to run it fast. But it also has a nice family feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just a great way to start your 4th of July.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So that's one of my favorites.
I know I've seen photos of people getting really dressed up for it too, wearing, you know, the Uncle Sam hat. And
yep.
It's fun. It looks fun.
Yep. Yeah, and a lot of our club members run that race as well. Yeah. I mean, we have a really big contingent that goes there, and it's a great race. And I mean, a 4 mile race. It's a you don't see many of them out there. I mean, we have one on Thanksgiving Day in Batavia. We put one on to Fox and Turkey, but in the summer, yeah, that 4 miler, it's great because it's a distance that you can really go fast, and yet it's still tough because it's not, you know, it's not a 5K, it's a 4 miler, and you know, but it's fun.
Yeah, and besides that little hill at the beginning, it's mostly a pretty flat course for the most part, right?
It's relatively flat. There's like two hills.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the one on the way back.
That's the one that hurts.
Yes.
Yes.
So, okay, awesome. Well, so that'll bring us to the end of our first segment here. Just one more question for you guys. It's our silly question, as we like to have something that keeps the podcast fun and lighthearted. So our silly question for you guys is, would you rather have to run a full marathon or run an 8K with 10-pound weights around your ankles? And whomever wants to start.
That's easy. I'd rather run a full marathon.
Really?
It would be so painful. It would just be so painful to run with 10-pound weights on my I don't think I could even finish the 10K, the 8K.
Okay.
With that, that's how bad I think I would feel. Of course, okay. I've never done it, but
thought of it is just, yeah.
A marathon seems so much easier.
Okay.
You just keep going.
Really? So even the shorter distance wouldn't be enough to tempt you away from it?
No, because the effort that you need to put, and my legs are just not built for that.
Okay.
So... Yeah.
What if it was like 5 pound weights, like a maybe potentially, or still no, still full marathon? I mean,
you underestimate how much weight that really means on your ankle.
True.
Yeah. That's, yeah. So I still think I would opt for the marathon. It's just I can be more comfortable throughout.
Yeah.
You know, takes longer, and you know, I guess it. I guess I say that now, but maybe ask me next week at around mile 22 how I feel. Yeah.
Absolutely. Brian, how about you?
Well, I actually have experience running with weight.
Okay.
I ran what they called a brick run. And
brick run, okay.
You had to put 6 bricks in a backpack and run, I think it was about 8 miles.
Okay.
That one, it was a trail obstacle course race.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine having 10-pound weights around my ankle.
Okay.
if it was like up above on my torso and I was carrying that extra weight, I think I'd be okay with it.
Okay.
But otherwise, I'd be all in on the marathon compared to the weight on the ankles.
Okay. Yeah. I was curious because before this podcast, I got an ad for ankle weights on Facebook and I was like, who uses these? I don't know if you guys had ever used them, but
I'm not running. Yeah. I've had them on before.
Not running. I have this thing called monkey feet. It's called monkey feet. So you strap it around it's like not quite a boot, but you put it around your ankles and it holds a weight like a dumbbell.
It's
to hold a dumbbell so that I could do hamstring curls at home.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's not great. I mean, it works, but it's hard. It's really hard.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, well, that will wrap up our first part here. We're going to go into part 2 here shortly. We're going to talk more about the Fox River Trail Runners and some of their upcoming events. So we'll be right back after these short messages. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Break Between the Podcast. It's Nate, and I hope you're enjoying our episode so far and getting to learn more about the Fox River Trail Runners and all the things that they do to keep our community running. So thank you again to Ravi and Brian for coming in today. It was awesome to learn about all the amazing things that they do, and make sure to check out their big upcoming events with the Great Western Half Marathon and 10K taking place over at the Leroy Oaks Forest Preserve on Sunday, May 5th, as well as their Summer Sunset 5K and Youth Races, which will take place over at Pottawatomie Park on Wednesday, July 17th. So we'll talk about those more in the podcast, but make sure to check those out. You can find all the information on that on their website, www.foxrivertrailrunners.org. Speaking of events, another big event that's going to be coming here soon to St. Charles is the St. Charles Fine Art Show, which will be on the Saturday and Sunday of Memorial Day weekend. Come on down to Riverside Avenue, where you'll get to see all the amazing artists come line Riverside Avenue with all their amazing art in a variety of mediums, from sculptures, paintings, glass, and so much more. So make sure to come check that out. It's a lot of fun. It's a great opportunity to see some amazing art and as well as take some home with you. So, and if you want to find all the information about the event, you can visit our website, www.stcharlesfineartshow.com. We also talked about this on our Nick and Nate update, but also the outdoor dining in First Street Plaza will begin on May 15th. So make sure to come check that out, as it's a great opportunity to enjoy some amazing food and drinks over in the First Street Plaza and get all the scenic views that come along with that. So again, May 15th is when that gets started. And as always, make sure to like and subscribe to our podcast, as well as our What's Up St. Charles newsletter, as they are the best ways to stay in tune with all the things going on in St. Charles. So you can go and subscribe for our newsletter on our website, www.stcalliance.org, as well as go and like and subscribe to our podcast on all our various mediums from SoundCloud, iTunes, and Spotify. Thank you again for listening to the podcast. Let's get right back into the action to find out what's up St. Charles. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to part 2. We're going to talk more about the Fox River Trail Runners and learn more about the organization. So let's start with when was the organization kind of founded and when did it kind of get its roots here?
Back in the mid-90s, so 95. Okay. It was formed by just a few people. It was much smaller back then, but then it obviously has grown since. And we are now, we're upwards of 400-plus members that are there. I mean, some of them are part of families that are members, but we've got a fairly large group here. I mean, it's one of the larger group, running groups that we have in Illinois, even. So, and I think I mentioned before in the first segment that I've not found a group quite like this one, where it's so sort of cohesive. Everyone sort of does know each other and get together, and it's a sort of a community.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think it's great. And I think that, you know, a lot of our members, you know, they don't all come out and run with us. I mean, they run, but some of them are running on their own. Some of them are doing this, but they do support our mission, which is to promote running as a healthy lifestyle in the Fox Valley region, you know, while we benefit the community.
Yeah.
That's our mission. I mean, it is really all about the promotion of running. Mm-hmm. Yep. First and foremost. That's why we do it. That's why we do everything that we do.
So, right. Absolutely.
Good. And you guys host educational running seminars as well, where people can learn more and things like that?
Yeah, we do. And it varies. Mm-hmm. It can be, you know, ones tied to like running form,
okay.
You know, technique, mm-hmm. Things you can do to like prepare yourself, dynamic stretching, exercises before, after a run.
Yeah.
You know, those kinds of things. Nutrition.
Yeah.
Psychology,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it kind of covers the whole base of, you know, running, not just, you know, the physical aspect, but, you know, everything that's mm-hmm. right. goes into that.
Yeah, I mean, one of the biggest things, and I think this is part of where the run club really comes, the group runs come into play a lot, is, you know, at some point you're going to hit a wall
yeah.
when you're on those long runs, whether yeah. it's in training, during the race itself. And, you know, so running with other people can help you figure out how to get past that wall or why you hit it in the first place, you know, things of that nature.
Yeah.
So it can be very beneficial
right.
to help people because, yeah. I mean, it's inevitable. Yeah. If you've mm-hmm. ever run anything more than probably 5 miles, everybody's probably experienced hitting some sort of a wall at some point. It's just how severe is it?
Right. And so, then how you can overcome that.
Yeah, mentally or lessen it through proper nutrition, you know, keeping hydrated, you know, mm-hmm. and keeping bringing on the right nutrition throughout the length of the run, whatever distance it may be.
Yeah, definitely. So. Absolutely.
And now, do you have to be a member to go to these? Is there any cost associated to, you know, attend one of the seminars?
There's generally not a cost okay. associated. That's usually something the club, you know, provides. Mm-hmm. We arrange it. It varies depending on where they take place. Sometimes okay. they'll come to like our group runs and they'll yeah. cover it there. So it really just kind of depends on the situation,
gotcha.
On, you know, who's presenting it and that as far as where it happens and what the, you know, the parameters are.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. For this year, we're thinking of, you know, doing some things like, maybe a quarterly brunch and learn where, yeah. you know, we'll rent out some space. We'll have some brunch brought in and hopefully someplace near the trail so that
yeah.
those who want to go run first, they can go run ahead of time. Come back and we'll have some type of speaker speak on some kind of subject like that or you know it can be something more formal or more, you know, what I would say is tied to the actual running itself.
Yeah.
But then we might also bring in some folks just sort of for experience type of you know we had a couple of I know one of our club members who just recently ran a marathon.
Wow. Yeah, wow.
And so, you know, that's the kind of thing where we might have and say, hey, why don't you come on in and, you know, let the group, you know, tell the group about what that experience was like. And then, you know, because I think that helps inspire people. Because again, you know, if we're going to promote running, it's not always about just the running. In fact, I always like to tell people, I don't even like running. I'm not lying, am I right? I mean, while I'm running, I'm generally not happy about, I don't care about the running. But when I'm done, I am so happy I ran. And
yeah.
and honestly, my best runs, I have no idea what I was thinking about on a run. So it's really not even the running is the important aspect that gets you there.
Right.
But it's about that feeling of accomplishment and you know, just, and then it calms you. There's so many benefits from the running that come about. And so, you know, we'll have people come in and talk about things
yeah.
like that even. And so, you know, because we want to inspire people and promote them to be lifelong runners.
Right.
Not just, hey, run once and you're done, or run for a week and you're
yeah,
done.
Yeah, or if you're just training for like to run that one marathon and then you're
what
done.
We,
yeah.
What we really like to see is that you continue it.
Yes.
Because it's going to be, we want it to be part of your life because yeah. there's so much benefit. And we as runners know that. we'd like to have everyone be able to experience that.
Absolutely.
Definitely. And for your, to go back to the group runs you guys do, so what are some of the places that you guys meet up for those?
Our primary runs are Saturdays and Sundays. Saturdays, there's a group Sundays. Run. The biggest one is generally Saturday, and mm-hmm. that generally meets at the Windmill. Fabian Windmill.
Okay. Yes.
So that's our, kind of our starting and finishing point. Where we run from there depends on the day of the week or the day, the time of the year, where people are at in their training plan. So mm-hmm. we could run north up through St. Charles, or yeah. go south down to Aurora. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just kind of depends on where we're at.
And it depends on the water level because they blocked off going north now. To, you know, they put up a chain link fence.
Really?
Yeah, that was posted
today.
The
Island Park in Geneva is partially underwater
that's
from all
right.
so, the weather lately.
So we'll probably run south.
And when the weather's inclement and you know the trails are icy or what have you, like during the winter months, mm-hmm. we'll meet near the Starbucks in Geneva and run. That's kind of our starting and ending point.
Yeah,
and then we stick more to the streets, which are generally plowed, salted, what have you. There's also a Wednesday night run, group run. During the winter months, it meets in downtown Batavia again for the streets. But April, we just started this last week at we meet at the start of the Great Western Trail.
Okay.
Near Leroy Oaks and run out. The Wednesday night runs are usually about 6 miles for most people. Some run a little shorter, but six is kind of the long for that.
Yeah.
The Saturday, Sunday runs, it depends on where you're at on your training plan. Okay. So it can be 4 or 5 miles or it could be 20. It just really depends on where you're at and what you're training for.
Absolutely.
Gotcha. So there's not a set mileage going into that where it's like everyone needs to go 20 miles today. It's just based off of where you're at in their training program.
It's, okay. And everybody's different because everybody's got different races. I mean, we tend to have a large group of people that are like training for the Chicago Marathon or whatever.
Or the Fox Valley Marathon. The
Fox Valley Marathon, all those. So those ones you tend to, you know, be aligned with, you know, 5-10 other people that are all running the same distance for that day. So there's a lot of that, you know, to mm-hmm. where you can very easily find people. Or sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, Ravi will say, I got to run 15. I wasn't planning on running 15, but now I'm running 15. So it just kind of depends.
Okay.
In the summer, so probably around mid-May is when we start our, you know, so we have a spring endurance training program, mm-hmm. which is geared to the Great Western half, basically. But anybody can be in our training program, training for any of the races that they're doing in and around a similar time frame. But, you know, the schedule that we put out is targeted to our Great Western half, which is on May 5th this year.
Yep.
You know, so we do that, and that's just, you know, because it's cooler generally, and we're not putting the water or hydration out generally. But in the summer, so once we start our fall endurance training program, which is really – for all the summer and fall races.
Yep.
It's targeted, well, that one's not targeted towards anything in particular because it's Chicago, Fox Valley, it's any number, Berlin. We've got a lot of different people doing a lot of different marathons, but it's, and half marathons. So we have it, but we do put out hydration all summer long. We'll start in like mid-May and we'll probably be putting hydration out all the way through probably mid-October, maybe the third weekend of October mm-hmm. at the latest. Depends if we actually have a race that somebody's targeting even farther down, we may decide, well, we're going to keep putting it out another couple of weeks if it's hot. But on the week, and so that's on Saturdays. We always put out hydration out on Saturdays.
Okay.
And so on our on our website, both on Facebook, we will post on Fridays generally, both on our private group page and also on our public page, where the hydration is going to be. Even though not everybody's going to come to the run and run whatever that route is,
mm-hmm. yeah,
we let people know where the hydration is because it's not just for us or our members. It's anybody can. It's out there for anybody out there who needs it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Great.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
We usually put out Gatorade and water at multiple locations, and we just want to let people know where they – we'll say, here's where it is, and it'll be out there till approximately, whatever, 9 o'clock, 9:30, so they can plan their own runs.
Yeah.
And
that's
so
awesome. That's great.
That's really cool.
We try to do that and you know, be helpful to, to the runners out there. Again, it's not just about like our members and our membership or anything. Yes, they are important, but we're here to promote running generally in the community.
Right.
So, you know.
Well, that's awesome that you guys do that. I'm sure a lot of runners very much appreciate it. You know?
Yeah.
And you guys offer a scholarship program?
Yeah, we do have a scholarship program. So we've got a couple different ones. So there's like a youth running program called the Accelerators.
Okay.
So one of the scholarships is tied to kids that have gone through the Accelerators. Okay. Not everybody does it. You're not forced to do it just because you're a member, as a child. But I mean, the Accelerators program does a lot of good to help train kids how to run, how to have fun doing it.
Yeah.
Again, kind of as Robbie mentioned earlier, to encourage lifelong participation and enjoyment of the sport. Mm-hmm. So we have one scholarship that's kind of tied to that, the Scott Kurth Award. He's the founder, one of the founders of the Accelerators.
Yeah.
And so we have one for that. And it's the kids have gone through the Accelerators program to qualify for that one.
Okay.
All the other ones, they just need to be part of a member of the club, and then they can qualify for the other ones. And to qualify, you either have to be a senior going into your first year of college, or a first year college student going into your second year of college.
Okay.
In order to qualify for the awards, this year we gave out a total of 9 between those two.
That's awesome.
Different
that's
awards. Incredible. So, just gave them a little something to help them offset the college expense.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's great. And I want to talk a little bit about, the races that you guys put on each year. You guys host 4 races, correct? And what are those races, where are they, take place, and when?
Okay, I'll just list them off, and Brian can talk about them.
Yeah.
we have our Great Western Half and 10K, which is coming up on May 5th, and that's in St. Charles at Leroy Oaks. And then we have our She Runs the Fox 5K, which is... That one is targeted more towards, women and young women and, girls. So it takes place in Batavia. It's a 5K just around the loop there. It's a little bit smaller race. But, again, it's targeted to bring out folks who might not otherwise come out to a competitive, Great Western type of race. And we have March 16th. Mm-hmm. No, it's not March. Sorry. May 16th.
Okay.
May 16th. Which is a Thursday,
okay,
and it's in the evening, so that's happening then. And then in July 17th, which is a Wednesday, we have our Summer Sunset Race. It's a 5K in youth races.
Okay,
so we actually there's a 5K, a youth mile, a junior jog, and a toddler trot, I believe it's called.
That's fine.
Yes. That obviously is targeted to families and children.
Yeah.
Because, our hope is that we get those families and children to come out, because, again, they might not come out to something bigger and more competitive, especially at that age, those really young kids. But just to get them to get the taste of running, a little bit of competition here, but friendly. And hopefully those are the kids who will then grow up and start running the Great Western Half and things like that. So we have that. That is on July 17th. And then we have our fourth race, which is the Thanksgiving Day. It's the Fox and the Turkey races. That's a 4-mile race, and there's also a 1-mile youth race. So that's always a fun one.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's great. So I want to dive into, the Great Western Half Marathon, because I know that's coming up. First off, I want to ask, why St. Charles to host that race? What about St. Charles did you guys decide, that's a good place to host the half marathon for either one?
It's always been held on, on the Great Western Trail. Because, number one, you can go a long distance.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's hard to do elsewhere. Even on the Fox River Trail, it would be somewhat, you can do it, but you've got a lot of turns and you got to go across, and it can be done. Obviously, they do the Fox Valley, not ours, but the Fox Valley folks do the Fox Valley Marathon, Half Marathon, and they do that there. But
yeah,
it's a little difference on a crushed limestone for most of it. It's a little easier on the on the feet.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that's why it was put out there, and just the name, the Great Western.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to do that, you better be on the Great Western Trail.
Right.
So. Do you have any, you know, maybe favorite memories from that event in years past for either? Whoever wants to go first?
Well, I was a pacer for it last year.
And had
a lot of fun just doing that. It's just, it's really enjoyable to help others try to reach their goal.
Yeah.
So that's probably my greatest memory of it. It's just helping others, you know, get along and hopefully
hit their goal.
Yeah. If not, try to talk them through it and, you know, whatever walls they're hitting or whatever. So that's been my most enjoyable, from it. But I've only done it for a few years. So.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, I my memories are all watching my friends do it, because since I've been, you know, I told you I moved back up here. Since I moved back, I've been involved with the club. And, you know, if I'm involved in the leadership, I don't run the races, because I'm just help
you're,
out.
You're
going to help out with the races.
Yeah.
And I think it's just a, you know, how can I ask someone else to volunteer if I'm going to go run it? It makes me feel weird when I do that. So, no, I've just always helped out, but I love watching the folks run it.
Yeah.
You know, it's great to see them, you know, get out there and you know, accomplish their goals and just to complete it.
Yeah.
Sometimes the weather is not the greatest.
It's with May, you never know what you're getting.
Never know.
You know, we just had snow this past week.
Right.
You know, who knows what will come in May.
But, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's, you know, the first person who comes in, they're coming in great. But I give kudos to those people who come in, you know, at the back. Because I always say, you know what, it's so much easier to on the faster runners. They're not out there as long, and they're running hard, and I'm not to diminish what they're doing, but I do give kudos a lot to the ones who are out there just grinding away, and they're giving it their all. So I love seeing that,
especially these distance. I feel like, you know, just completing, being out there is such an accomplishment.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Well, and everybody's got different goals, and just seeing them reach that goal, whatever it is. Some people just to finish.
Yeah.
They don't care how long it takes them. They just want to finish.
Yeah. Right.
And so there's success in that, you know, and that's what we try to encourage, is just, you know.
That's great.
Whatever that goal is.
And if people want to find more information on the Great Western Half Marathon, is there a place online they can go visit to find more info?
They can go to our website. We have it posted on social media, Facebook, Strava. You know, we put links out on all those different social media sites that, you know, runners would typically be looking for. So it's available in lots of different areas.
Great.
So. Yeah, absolutely. So, awesome job, Brian and Ravi. That'll bring us to our last question. Is there anything that you'd like to say to the St. Charles community before we wrap up here?
The one thing I would just say from the, you know, as far as the trail runner is concerned, I know we talked about some of the group runs. We do some like fun activity type runs too. It's not all serious running. You know, we do a Thirsty Thursday, you know, where we might start at, you know, Pollyanna or, you know, one of the breweries.
Yeah.
Go run a few easy miles, come back, you know, share some friendship and camaraderie with you know, fellow runners. We'll do stuff like that. We do like a New Year's Day run, you know, like a Christmas lights run, the holiday lights run, you know, so we do stuff like that throughout the year as well. That's meant to be more fun and less serious about the running, you know, more just to get together. So, so I would encourage people to, you know, look into those types of activities. We usually kind of post stuff about it. So, you know, we always encourage people to show up. You don't have to be a member to go to those, those events and see what we're all about and join if you want to join.
Absolutely. So,
yeah, and we do, you know, other thing, we've got an April trail cleanup coming up on April 21st on Sunday. And we clean up about a mile of the Fox River Trail north, just half mile north and half mile south of the windmill.
Okay.
You know, it's to, you know, encourage, you know, if we're going to promote running, we should also keep some of the area, you know, try and keep the areas where we run, you know, neat and tidy. And
right.
You know, it's a good thing to do. And so we do things like that. We're going to maybe, you know, have the kids come out and maybe do some rock painting or something to do that, because we have a little garden plot in Geneva and have the rocks put there. So we're going to try and do that. So we do a lot of, like Brian said, we do a lot of try to incorporate some fun things in, you know, because it's not always about serious running. It's just, it's more about, getting together, you know, and just having the running is what we have in common, but it's not all that we have in common. And so we try to bring, you know, get those people out. So what I would say is, you know, some people are reluctant to come out. I've heard it, like they've been watching us online and reluctant to come out on a Saturday or something because they feel like, I don't know if I can keep up. I don't want to be embarrassed. Don't worry about any of that. Come on out. We'll welcome you. And, you know, if you don't have someone to run with, we'll find someone to run with you. You know, I'll run with you. You know, it's
yeah.
We'll make that happen, and we want, because we want you to have a good experience so that you keep coming back out and running with us. So,
absolutely, yeah. I know. I always love the photos on Facebook that you guys post after each group run. Just kind of, it's like a celebration. It's celebrating the run that you guys did, and, you know, the achievement of the day. And I think that's awesome, just how celebratory and inclusive that you guys are to people that, you know, may just be wanting to get out to run, or people that are like, you know, in the middle of their training, and they're tired of running by themselves and need people to come run and hang with. So I think it's awesome, everything that you guys do. So I can't wait for the half marathon. It's going to be, you know, I'm already calling it now. It's going to be great weather. It's going to be sunny and 60 and a nice cool breeze coming through.
That would be awesome. You make that happen. That'd be great.
I'll talk to my weather guy. We'll make it happen.
Please do.
So, well, thank you guys so much again for coming in today. It's been awesome talking to you and learning about the Fox River Trail Runners and all the amazing things that you guys do for our community. We're really lucky to have you guys here, and lucky for all the things that you guys do. So,
thank you.
Huge kudos to you guys.
And if anybody wants any more information, they can go to frtr.org.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then also find you guys on Facebook and social media as well. Yeah. So, perfect. Awesome. Well, so that'll bring us to the end of our podcast episode. We'll have more episodes coming down the line. So until then, everyone, stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you all next time.